He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday, December 19th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're actually on the road today doing a little bit of traveling, but I don't want to miss the radio show here. What would you guys do without me, and what would I do without you? We are dependent upon each other to get through this market in 2014. Well, Bernanke goes out with the bang. You know, you got to figure, hey, this is his last day on the job. He's not going to do, well, he's still on the job. I guess it's his last Fed meeting. He's not going to do anything drastic on his last Fed meeting. He wants to go out as a hero. And, of course, yesterday we talked about this whole issue of whether Bernanke is a hero or a villain. I think he did okay by me. How's the market doing today? S&P down 6 points right now. After the big explosion on Thursday or on Wednesday, the S&P is now at 1,804. How's that Dow Jones Industrial Average doing? Well, you know, we're making a real fight here to finish the year above 16,000. The Dow is at 16,143 right now. The NASDAQ. Having a bit of a tough time today, but a little profit-taking from earlier in the week. The NASDAQ is now at 4,054. Gold, oh, man, ouch. Gold, once again, did not like the news yesterday. Gold is finally under $1,200 per ounce. Who's the guy who's kept you out of it all year long? Gold at 11.99, and the 10-year yield is at 2.94%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Let's talk a little bit about the winners and the losers from this week's Fed meeting. Well, you saw the reaction when the Fed came out and said, we're going to taper. What did they taper to? They tapered from $85 billion per month to $75 billion per month, okay? That's like giving up the whipped cream on the cheesecake every morning. You know, I'm going to go on a diet this year, and I'm going to tell the cheesecake factory not to put any whipped cream or fudge on my cheesecake. I'm still going to eat the cheesecake, but hold the whipped cream and the fudge. That's basically what the Fed did yesterday. Hold the whipped cream, hold the fudge. But other than that, full speed ahead. With QE 5, 6, I don't know where we're at anymore. I can't remember my Roman numerals like I used to. The winner, obviously, was the equities market. And what have I been telling you? I said the equities market and the Fed are dependent on one another. The equities market is completely dependent upon the Fed at this point because it really doesn't have a robust economy to play off of here. The Fed is the one that's juicing the economy right now. You take away the Fed's friendliness and the Fed's stimulus, and you really have no stimulus whatsoever for the economy. But the stock market loves what the Bernanke speak was this week. And I think the stock market, more than likely, now we don't know yet, but more than likely, I think the stock market's going to really like Janet Yellen, maybe even more than Ben Bernanke. Maybe she'll put the whipped cream, the fudge, and the cherry on top to this bond-buying program. Who knows? Only time will tell. We'll find out, won't we, at the January Fed meeting, which will be led, I believe, at that time by Janet Yellen. So the stock market gives Bernanke high marks for what he did. S&P 500, 660 on March 2009, a day that will go down in infamy. Today, S&P 500, 1800. The Fed did everything they could possibly do to reinflate a deflated market, a deflated financial system, and a deflated citizenry here in the United States of America. The losers. Gold has had a horrible time under Bernanke. Now, isn't that funny? Because gold and the purveyors of gold and the doomsayers have been saying all along that Bernanke was their best friend. And guess what? He ended up being their worst enemy. From 1800 down to 1200, gold got absolutely slaughtered. And I have to say this. Who was right in the end? You know, it was Mr. Bernanke that said all along, you know, you gold bugs, you better be careful because there's no inflation in the picture whatsoever. And the gold bug said, oh, Mr. Bernanke, we don't believe you. You've got that printing machine down in your basement, and as long as you have that printing machine down in your basement, gold is going to fly higher and higher and higher. Who was right in the end? You know who was right in the end? The markets were right in the end. The markets are the greatest weighing machine of all time. They take a measure, this side and that side, and they balance it out and they weigh it out. And in the end, the markets are right. And right now, the markets are saying that gold is worth $1,200 per ounce, not the $1,800 that it was at a few years back. And I'm glad that I have a Best Stocks Now app that is also a measuring machine, because the app doesn't take any kind of an agenda, has no agenda, doesn't take a political posture, doesn't predict doom and gloom, nor does it predict glee. It just takes a look at the facts every day like a mechanical machine, and it weighs the evidence and it spits out the numbers. And what have the numbers been saying on gold for quite some time now? Avoid gold at all costs. Another big loser under the Bernanke regime, although it was a big winner for a long time, we now have interest rates headed for 3% on the 10-year yield. And while that may sound high compared to the 1.25% that we had at the low of the market, we're still at historic lows on interest rates. But this rise in interest rates has caused quite a tremor throughout the market. Just ask the guy who's in an asset allocation portfolio, and the bond side of his portfolio was down 12, 13, 14, 15% this year. And if I'm that guy, I would be asking my investment advisor, why did you keep me in the bond market when it was so obvious that interest rates were headed higher? Hey, you know what? Got to hold them accountable. What can I say? Year end, how did your portfolio do? S&P's up, what, 25, 26, 27%? How did your portfolio do? Only you know the answer to that question. Did your advisor get you out of gold 2 years ago? Did your advisor get you out of the bond market a year and a half ago? Did your advisor put you 100% into the U.S. stock market this year? And is your advisor prepared to pull out of the stock market at some point in time and go wherever the action is next? I don't know where the action will be next. It would seem, just from a queue, if you're looking at the queue, who's in line next, I would think that the emerging markets, I've been wrong on that, however. I predicted last year at the beginning of the year. That's why I'm completely out of the prediction business, although I'm making one now. You would think that maybe China this year would have a decent year, maybe outperform the U.S. markets. Only time will tell. As we sit here today, it's still U.S. stocks. It's still small caps. It's still mid caps. It's still biotech. It's still pharmaceuticals. That's the 1% of the market. The other 99% of the market is not participating in the market. Hey, how about social justice for the whole world and all of the economies in the world and all of the industries in the world? Why aren't they participating in this very narrow economy. So what can we do as investors? The only thing that we can do, be invested in that very narrow slice of the economy. The one that's got the cream cheese, the one that's got the Snickers bars bit, the one that's got the fudge on it, the one that's got the whipped cream and the cherry on top. You have small cap and mid cap stocks. That's the place to be. For right now, until further notice, we say goodbye to Ben Bernanke and hello, Janet Yellen. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management. We're actually broadcasting from Mesquite, Nevada today, where, let's see, we look outside, there's no snow on the ground. It's chilly out there, and we're headed north today, so I'm sure we're going to start seeing and experiencing a white Christmas here sometime today. I'm really looking forward to it. And, of course, my vehicle is equipped with an office in the back. Isn't that crazy? Internet. We're internet-enabled and able to trade stocks. I was trading and looking at all my holdings yesterday, all the way from San Diego to Mesquite, Nevada, and I liked what I saw. Oh, boy, it was a lot of fun as we close in on new. In fact, today our company is hitting all-time highs for the year, so that's good with just about, a week to go, really, if you take out the holidays and the weekends and everything. We're going to see some real quiet trading between now and the end of the year. We're going to see some tax selling here. Take Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, who has a $2.3 billion tax bill. How would you like to write that check? Dear IRS, pay to the order of $2.3 billion, signed Mark Zuckerberg. You know, they ought to at least send him a plaque as customer of the year or something, you know, a gold pen or a thank you note or something. Instead, they'll probably send him a fine for not filling out the paperwork correctly. That's usually the way it goes. But Mark Zuckerberg's got to be the IRS customer of the year, doesn't he? And, of course, he's got to sell some stock here, which has been announced between now and the end of the year. And, you know, that's why I wouldn't give a whole lot of weight to insider selling and insider buying. They're doing this all the time. Doesn't really mean they like the stock. Is Zuckerberg selling his Facebook shares because he doesn't think it's a good stock anymore? No. It's because the IRS is knocking on his door. He's got to make those estimated tax payments between now and the end of the year. Sometimes insiders are selling to build a swimming pool in their home or to put their kid through college. You never know. I suppose I would give more weight to insider buying, on the other hand, than I would to insider selling. But then again, insider buying, the stock graveyard is littered with CEOs that bought their stock all the way down. So you know what? It's not one of the criteria I look at. Something I'll look out of the corner of my eye. But it's not going to be a determining factor as to whether or not I buy a stock, looking at what the insiders do or what the insiders aren't doing. Instead, I look at performance. I look at value, and I look at a stock chart. Now, just to continue my thesis here a little bit on the economy, and how it's a very narrow slice of the economy, 2 or 3% in my book, that is really participating, maybe 5% in the economy. When you go worldwide, now the percentage narrows down quite a bit because it's the U.S. economy and a very narrow slice of the U.S. economy that are really flourishing. Shouldn't Caterpillar be a pretty good proxy for the world economy? Caterpillar is a $50 billion company, which has threatened to leave Illinois in the past because they find it to be a little bit obtrusive, a little bit of a hostile environment to do business in. And whether it is, whether it is not, Caterpillar's been there for a long, long time. Caterpillar is a venerable old company, U.S. made, selling all over the world. You go to China, you'll see Caterpillar equipment. If you go to Latin America, you'll see Caterpillar equipment. You go to the Midwest, you'll see Caterpillar equipment. Venerable old, large cap conservative company pays a little dividend of 2.8%. That would qualify Caterpillar for two of my model portfolios. Number one, it would qualify Caterpillar for my aggressive, my conservative growth model portfolio. And number two, it would qualify Caterpillar for my growth and income model portfolio because it pays a decent dividend, almost as much as the 10-year bond here in the United States of America. But the question is it a best stock now? is it participating in this economy? Well, you know, over the last 10 years, Caterpillar's had a pretty good run. It's averaged 10% per year, while the market's averaged 5. But lately, in a sluggish economy, over the last 3 years, do you know that Caterpillar is absolutely flat? And like I say, Caterpillar should be a pretty good proxy for how robust the U.S. economy is and how robust the global economy is. And when you have a company like Caterpillar that has gone nowhere in 3 years, I have to scratch my head a little bit and say, well, is it the CEO at Caterpillar or is it the global economy? And I know the CEO at Caterpillar. He's a crackerjack. He knows how to run a company. It was one of the stocks that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, at the time. But that was a few years back when Caterpillar was a best stock now. That's when China was flourishing and when Latin America was flourishing. Those areas of the world aren't flourishing today. And it shows up in the performance of Caterpillar stock. Over the last 3 years, the stock is absolutely flat. I give you day after day stocks that have been going up by 30, 40, 50% per year over the last 3 years. And Caterpillar is absolutely dead even. How about the last 12 months, which have been very good to us, stock market investors? Over the last 12 months, if we go back to this same time last year, December 19th, when everybody thought the whole world was going to end and the United States was going to go rolling right off of a fiscal cliff, and I told you to stay put, was I right? Well, the market's up 25% over the last 12 months. I also told you that Caterpillar was not a best stock now at that time. Was I right? Well, sometimes I'm right. I get lucky once in a while. Caterpillar is dead even. It has gone nowhere in 12 months when the market has gone up 26%. Now, you could say, well, Caterpillar, you're just choosing one company here to indicate how the global economy is, but you could spread that out. And you could look at many, many companies, whether it's Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, whether it's General Electric, or whether it's many other companies that participate in a global economy, you'll find that the global economy hasn't done very well as of late. Over the last several years, it hasn't done very well. It's being propped up by a Fed who's been very generous. And I repeat my call for some kind of fiscal policy to stimulate the economy and not being completely reliant upon monetary policy. Of all the stocks that I follow in my app,
there are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I think we got cut off there at the end, a little technical trouble. But we were talking about Caterpillar, which in the past was the best stock now. In fact, when I wrote my book back in 2011, I believe it was, Caterpillar was one of the 53 anointed ones that I chose as the best stock now at that point in time. But since then, the economy has really just kind of, it's loped along, but the global economy has really struggled. Look what happened to Europe. Look what's happened to China. Look what's happened to Latin America. Look what's happened in India, where they have 11% inflation right now. They have 1% growth. That adds up to stagflation, something that we saw here in America back in the 70s. The global economy is still struggling. And it shows up in the numbers of Caterpillar, which we were going through. Of all the stocks that I rank on a performance basis, Caterpillar gets a performance grade of C right now. And like I say, when that Midsummer Classic starts, the All-Star game, and you want those 25 or 30 best players on your roster, kind of hard to put a C player that once was a best stock now in the middle of your roster. Well, you could say, yeah, but I'm a value investor, Bill. I don't really care about your performance numbers. That means nothing. I look at intrinsic value. I'm a practitioner of buying companies that are trading at discounts to their book value, discounts to their intrinsic value, low PE ratios, low price to cash flow ratios, et cetera, et cetera. I like Caterpillar from a valuation standpoint. Well, let's take a look then. Caterpillar is currently trading at 15 times forward earnings. The average stock in my database is trading at 18 times forward earnings. So yeah, it's trading at a slight discount to the overall market, but the performance of the stock has been way below average. I mean, you're looking at a company that over the last 3 years is the same price that it was 3 years ago. You're looking at a company that 12 months ago was trading at the same price it's trading at today, despite the S&P 500 being up 25% during that same period of time. So not a very good performance record. It seems to me like Caterpillar ought to be even cheaper than where it is today. But having said that, okay, you can still talk me into it. It's trading at 15 times forward earnings. Now let's take a look at the annual growth rate on Caterpillar expected in the future. Well, the analyst right now, when you average out all of their 5-year growth estimates, they're right about 10% per year on Caterpillar. That makes for a PEG ratio of 1.52. You know, I mean, PEG ratio is not everything, but I kind of favor PEG ratios around 1 or lower. I like companies that are trading at a discount to their growth rates. Caterpillar is currently trading at a premium to its growth rate. And then you could say, well, don't forget, you get that 2.8% dividend yield. Okay, I'll throw that in. And when I weigh it all out, I get about 75 to 80% upside potential in Caterpillar over the next 5 years. That's okay, but that's only half the equation. The other half of that equation is the performance, and the performance has been terrible. Lastly, when I look at a chart of Caterpillar, you know how I talk about sideways charts from time to time, which contrast with the chart that's going up, which contrast with the chart going down, which contrast with a chart that's been going up and is starting to roll over. Caterpillar is a picture-perfect example of a sideways chart, okay? So when I talk about sideways charts, and you say, what does Gunderson mean by that? Go home, or if you're at home, look up a 1-year chart of CAT. You will see the plains of Kansas. It's about as flat as the state of Florida. It's just flat. It's going nowhere. Now, at some point in time, look, this may be the year that China heats up. This may be the year that Latin America heats up. I don't know. But it's going to take some kind of a catalyst to break Caterpillar. I mean, it's been fighting 90 all year long. It's been fighting 90 and it's been losing the 90 battle. It can't get through $90 per share. It's been in this funk between 80 and 90 for a long, long time. Just a quick little primer on technical analysis. The support level on Caterpillar is 80. That's where the floor is. That's where the buyers come in. When it gets down that low and when it gets to 90, bang, that's where the resistance is. That's where the ceiling is. Personally, I don't like to buy stocks in sideways trends. That's an undecided trend. It could break either way. If the economy starts going south, Caterpillar's going to break to the downside. And it's going to break below that $80 support line. If, on the other hand, the economy, global economy, starts to take off, Caterpillar's going to break out. It's going to poke its head above that resistance level, which is currently at 90, and it's going to see some daylight ahead. It's kind of like a running back that all of a sudden gets through the line of scrimmage, gets some good blocks, and guess what's ahead? Open field. A dash for the end zone. It's pretty when it's your team. It's not so pretty when it's the other team, and we're trying to make the playoffs here at this late point in the game. But anyways, perfect example there in technical analysis. And you say, well, technical analysis, that's like reading the tea leaves. No, it isn't. It shows the sentiment of a stock. If a stock is in a powerful uptrend, what is the sentiment on that stock? It's very positive. If a stock is in a powerful, ugly downtrend, what's the sentiment on that stock? Nasty, ugly. And if a stock is in a sideways trend going nowhere, what's the sentiment on that stock? You know what? There's better stocks out there right now. Now, where does that show up in the app? Well, I currently have 3,707 in my app. And it comes in at number 1,779. That's where Caterpillar comes in. So we'll put this on the Caterpillar page on the app next time you're tempted to go buy Caterpillar. And next time you want to take a look at a proxy of the global economy right now, CAT's a good example. It looks like I featured Caterpillar. It's been a couple of years. I try to talk about really good stocks, but once in a while I give you a dud just so you know what a dud looks like. I haven't said a word about Caterpillar since July of 2012. What should that tell you? I haven't even sent out a tweet on it. It hasn't caught my eye. There's been no reason to talk about it. Boy, do I love my Best Stocks Now app. You know what? I would say this, too. It's just as important to not own bad stocks as it is to own good stocks. I just hate to see a portfolio come to me and I see this garbage in there that hasn't done anything for years. And really, it reminds me of a neglected garden. When we lived out in the country and had a little land, every weekend I was out playing in the dirt, playing in the mud. I've always been an avid gardener. And if I go several weeks, get busy, all of a sudden I go back and what do I see? I see plants eaten by snails. I see little white bugs all over my tomato plants. I see all of these weeds that just seemingly came from nowhere. I see trails of rabbits that have gotten into the corn and eaten it down to the nubs. I've seen plants that weren't getting water because the little irrigation system didn't hit them. I see a neglected garden. And the longer it goes, the more neglected it is. And I see a lot of portfolios that come to me and I say to myself, somebody has really neglected this portfolio. Why would Caterpillar still be in this portfolio? Why would Cisco still be in this portfolio? Somebody is not tending this garden. You know, if you really want a robust and flourishing garden, it's a daily thing. And that's why, you know, we had a lady in our neighborhood every day. She was out there tending the garden. She had her little hat, her little shovel. She loved it, and her garden was immaculate. Why? Because she tended it and had the time every single day. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where once again this weekend we'll be sending out the weekly newsletter. And anybody who ever says, Gunderson, how come you only ever talk about your winners and you never talk about your losers? Well, every single stock is listed there that I bought or sold this year. Almost. There may be a few that didn't quite make it into the model portfolio, but for the most part, 95% of them are there. Win, lose, or draw. They're all there. That's a lot of risk I take. You know, hey, if you're in my business and you start up a newsletter on January 1st of 2014, you're going to have to answer to the kind of performance that you rack up in 2014. Your neck is on the line. And my neck is on the line every single day on the chopping block. And once in a while, from time to time, clunkers come along. That's just the nature of the beast. And it's funny, because on Twitter, people, it's all they'll ever mention is the clunker. Forget the other ones that have doubled and gone up 150% or whatever. It's that clunker that they remember. You're the guy that gave us that clunker. Well, number one, I don't recommend stocks on the air. I give examples. And I always say there's a great big caveat with investing, at least my style of investing. I never make any one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio, usually closer to 3%, because I like to own about 30 stocks in a portfolio. And invariably, there's somebody out there who hears me talk about a stock, and they go out and put 100% of their portfolio. Maybe they're playing around with a $4,000, $5,000 portfolio. They buy 100 shares of a $54 stock, and they're 100% exposed. And that turns out to be the clunker. And then my name, Bill, becomes a four-letter name around their house. I'll never listen to that guy again. You know what? You have to spread it around. That's just the nature of the beast. And if you don't have enough money to spread it around, then I recommend an exchange-traded fund. But even then, okay, so you say, well, then I'll buy the biotech ETF. Well, you own one sector of the market now. And even though you might own 30 or 40, 50 stocks, you're still in one sector of the market. Well, I guess if you're in the right one, that's okay. But still, it carries with it a lot of risk. You know, I'm not a big guy on diversifying all across all these different asset classes just to be diversified. Another name for that is asset allocation or modern portfolio theory. But I do like to diversify amongst the asset class that I'm heavily weighted in, which this year is U.S. stocks. I like to own 30 or 40, 20, 30, 40, somewhere in there. And if one goes sour, you know, it's not going to hurt me too much. Hurts my ego a little bit. I don't like to have a loser any more than the next guy. I'm out to win that office football pool every single week. There's 55 people in the office football pool, and I won it this past week for, I think, the third time this year. Doggone it, I don't like to lose any more than the next guy. But sometimes there's things out of your control, beyond your control. But needless to say, the newsletter will come out again this weekend. If there's any repositioning to be done before the 2014 stock market year begins, you'll see it showing up in the newsletter. You can see the results that we racked up in 2013 in the aggressive portfolio. I believe it's 35, 36%, somewhere in there, year to date. The conservative growth portfolio, I believe it's right around 20, 21 right now. The income portfolio, the income and growth portfolio, actually, because I like income, but I also like a little growth. So that thing's up about 16, 17% year to date. If you have a 401k at work and you're offered mutual, about 27% year to date. That's the good news. The bad news is it all resets to zero on January 1st. And it doesn't matter what you did in 2013. It's what have you done for me lately. So the pressure is always on in this business to perform. I need every aid. I need every tool. I need as clear of a mind and sharp as a mind as I can possibly muster on a daily basis. Because it's never about what you've done in the past. It's always about what you've done for us lately. And I'm going to do my darndest in 2014. I would think on the surface it's going to be a little bit tougher year, but nobody knows. I think stock picking is going to be as important as ever, if not more important in 2014 as it was in 2013. If you threw a dart, someone said, well, if you threw a dart in 2013, no matter where it landed, you did pretty good. I disagree with that. That dart had to land on the U.S. stocks, and it had to land on pharmaceuticals, and it had to land it on biotechs and technology. That's a pretty narrow slice of the market. It really is. You spread out the Wall Street Journal on your walls with all of those stocks from all over the world and all those sectors and all those industry groups, and don't forget bonds and gold and all that stuff. You had to be a pretty good dart thrower in 2013, and I think you're going to have to be even more of an accurate dart thrower in 2014. And I use every aid that I possibly can, but I would say I'm pretty much 90%, 95% reliant on the numbers, on my app, on my database, which is called Best Stocks Now. It has kept me in the right asset classes in 2013 and out of the wrong ones. It's kept me in the right sectors in the market and out of the wrong ones. And it's helped me find a lot of huge, huge winners in 2014. And I'm out to do better this coming year than I did this year. I'm always trying to get better at what I do and prove what I do. I make no guarantees. I make no claims. It is what it is. My neck's on the line every single day. And if you want to follow along in 2014 with what I'm doing in the market, I offer my newsletter. The free version that goes out every week. And I offer you a peek at my model portfolios for four straight weeks. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com. And if you're like that person that doesn't have time to tend your garden every single day like it should be, well, guess what? I'm in the garden every single day. I'm 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.